Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at March 8, 2025. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce Oleg Besedin, a video blogger and Russia's favorite mouthpiece in Estonia. Through social media, online groups, and media networks, Besedin has played an active role in pushing pro-Kremlin narratives to divide Estonian society. Oleg is a content creator and businessman with strong ties to pro-Kremlin networks. He runs multiple Facebook groups and media platforms that regularly share Russian state propaganda. Estonia's Internal Security Service, KAPO, has flagged his platforms as disinfo hubs. Besedin presents himself as an independent journalist, but his content is heavily biased in favor of Russian narratives. He portrays Estonia and the West as corrupt, aggressive, and anti-Russian while defending Russia's actions on the world stage. His career dates back to the 90s, involving ties with Russian oil companies and Kremlin-backed Estonian parties. Oleg later rebranded as an independent journalist to covertly push Russian propaganda in Estonia. KAPO saw through this and mentioned him in their yearbook. Whenever the pro-Kremlin Estonian bloc arranges their provocative protests, usually with 10 to 20 paid attendees and no real media coverage, Oleg is a regular reporter, spinning the narrative of Russophobia in the Baltics. Oleg has a strong social media presence, no doubt inflated by bots. His Facebook group Toliners, written in Russian, spreads classic anti-Baltic narratives under the guise of oppressed Russians in Estonia. Then there's his YouTube channel, Pure Kremlin Propaganda. His YouTube videos are filled with fear-mongering and disinformation, perfectly aligning with the Kremlin's viewpoint. Some of his loudest headlines include, Oreshnik in action. For the Baltics, occupation will be a gift of fate, and how the Baltics are becoming Ukraine. Oleg is one of Russia's main collaborators in Estonia, which is also why he uses their main strategies, deception and lies, in his work. According to KAPO, he's falsely claimed to represent Estonian national television, ETV, to gain people's trust when asking for interviews. Besedin has also fulfilled contracts through his mother's company with Russian state TV, providing them content whenever there was need for some fresh propaganda from Estonia. The evidence for his involvement and work came through leaked emails. Some of Besedin's content was even produced using Russian state funds. His YouTube channel features a historical documentary series, Never Overgrowing Russian Paths in Estonia, funded by the Ruski Mir Foundation, founded by Putin in 2007 to push Russian influence. Oleg's social media platforms were key in the electoral success of the pro-Kremlin Estonian party coups. He served as their PR manager and actively agitates for them, using his propaganda network to manipulate public opinion among the Estonian-Russian-speaking population. Lately, Besedin has been sharing Russian lies about the persecution of Orthodox Christians in Estonia. Today, this narrative is parroted also by the Trump administration, that relies heavily on the Christian nationalist ideology, just like Putin. To conclude, Oleg Besedin is a major player in Russia's disinformation network in Estonia. By running pro-Kremlin social media groups, spreading false narratives, and undermining trust, he serves the Kremlin's goal of weakening Estonia's democracy from within. The second edition of Vatnik Soup, The Ultimate Guide to Russian Disinformation, is officially out. You can order your copy here.